IsabellaValentine.com presents Sissy Training. Hi there. I'm Isabella Valentine. As we now begin your training, I'd like to ask you a few questions about why you enjoy being a sissy. And as you already know, sometimes when people close their eyes, they tend to find it much easier to let their subconscious minds answer the questions. So if you want to really know the answers that your body wants to tell you, then close your eyes now. You can open your eyes anytime you wish, but for the purpose of this session, close them tightly and make sure you cannot open them. If you would, test them and make sure you cannot open them so that you are mentally prepared for this enlightening experience. Fabulous. With your permission, I'd like to speak to your subconscious mind now. I wonder if you'll be interested in learning more about yourself and why you enjoy being a sissy. Once you learn why you like the things you do, the easier it will be to obey the suggestions I will give you later today. The first thing I'd like you to realize that each of these questions I will ask you are designed to make you think. There are no right or wrong answers because this is a training session, not an exam. There may be some questions that you may not know the answers to, and that's what we want. The purpose of these well-designed questions is to make you think outside the box about yourself so that you can understand who you are and what turns you on. If you ever get stumped on a question, perfect. That only means your boundaries within your mind are expanding and your unconscious mind is deciphering its meaning very carefully. You don't need to be concerned about saying an answer out loud, because these questions are designed for your unconscious mind, which means that just thinking of your answers inside your head are effective enough to help you become the best sissy you can be. Very likely, you are already anticipating the questions, which you should be. And I'd like you to also notice that some people become deeply hypnotized the more they think about these questions. And I'd like you to also be aware of something that is happening to you as I hypnotize you with my questions. Notice how much more curious you are about yourself and who you are now than you were a few seconds ago. And you already know who you are, don't you? But do you know who else you are? And have you noticed I already began asking you questions? Why did you choose to listen to a recording designed for sissies? Is it because you've listened to other sissy topics before and enjoyed them? Or is this your first one and you're just curious about yourself? Why did you choose to listen to me? Is it because my specialty is talking about feminization? Is it because you've listened to my stuff before and liked what you heard? Or was your choice completely random? Why do you want to be trained to be a better sissy? Will it be because it turns you on to dress like a woman? Is it because you like the idea of a dominant woman training you? Or maybe it's a little bit of both. Think about the word humiliation. Is it something you fantasize about in your mind? Or is it something you enjoy in real life? Answer quickly with the first thing that pops in your head. Great. Now, spend a few moments asking yourself, why do I enjoy humiliation? And And I wonder if you've ever noticed how humiliating it can be to be called a sissy in a public place when you weren't expecting it. Why does it secretly arouse you at the thought of a beautiful stranger finding out your fetish and exposing you? Why do you go out of your way to be treated like a sissy? Why does feminization arouse you? Why do you want to learn how to be a proper obedient panty boy? Why do you want me to hypnotize you so that you see yourself as a gorgeous woman? Why do you want to be a woman right now instead of a man? Why does it arouse you to think about being treated like a sissy? What is it about the female body that turns you on and arouses you? What does a woman have that you wish you had? What is the ultimate humiliating experience you would like to have? What is stopping you from experiencing that through hypnosis today? What do you need to tell yourself to allow yourself to become hypnotized by these questions? What is a sissy? What is it not? How do you know? What do you need to know to not know this? What would happen if you did? What would happen if you didn't? What wouldn't happen if you did? What does a sissy look like? What does a sissy not look like? What specifically turns you on about being a sissy? What emotions do you feel when you are called a sissy slut? How do you know you enjoy being a sissy? How often do you fantasize about being treated like a sissy? How does it make you feel when you hear the word sissy? How do you decide which fantasy to explore when you masturbate? How do you picture yourself dressed like a girl? How do you know you are already a sissy? How many times do you need to hear the word sissy before you become fully hypnotized. And it appears that already the sissy inside you is asking how long it will take before she is called a sissy. And she is a sissy, and she knows how to be a sissy, doesn't she? What if you became the world's best sissy in just a few minutes? What if you are humiliated and like it? What if you begin to think you are a girl? What is a girl? What is she not? What if a girl was not a she? Is she still a girl? How do you know? What do you need to know to not know this? It isn't just about being a sissy, isn't it? Anything less than being a sissy isn't being feminized. Anything less than feminization isn't being a sissy. Anything less than obedience isn't hypnosis. Anything less than hypnosis isn't obedience. Anything less than understanding isn't curiosity. Anything less than curiosity isn't understanding. Anything less than obedience isn't understanding. It isn't just about being a girl, isn't it? It may be that you're already aware of how sissified you enjoy being, which is why it feels good to hear your own answer. It's so nice to know you like being trained to be an even better sissy than you are right now. Do you want to be trained to fully accept yourself as a sissy slut? How would you like to learn to be the best sissy you can possibly be? Without knowing it, you've already become a better sissy just by answering these questions. Some people like to dress up as women so they can feel an erotic experience as a sissy. And most of us look at sissies and laugh because they poorly pass themselves off as genuine women, which is why it becomes humiliating. How would you like to learn how to dress like a sissy so that you really do look like a woman? You already know that women have beautiful, long, soft hair that tends to be so attractive. You know this because women arouse you and turn you on. It's okay to be turned on by women and also be a sissy. And because women have beautiful, long, soft hair, you also need to have long, beautiful, soft hair. Many sissies have short hair. The mistake most sissies make is they buy the cheapest wig they can afford and then take pictures of themselves and expect a bunch of compliments. Instead, they get laughed at. Is that the kind of sissy you want to be? If so, then continue being an uneducated sissy. But if you want to learn the right way to dress like a woman, then listen carefully. Real women have real hair. Real women have hair they can wash and shampoo. They can even go out in the sun. Sissies that buy fake synthetic hair will never be real women because they treat feminization as a cheap fantasy. But sissies who really want to be a better woman and consider women to be the highest form of beauty invest hundreds, even thousands of dollars in one beautiful, elegant human hair wig. Imagine how you would feel if you wore a beautiful wig with human hair that is so real you can still smell the shampoo. Picture how wonderful you feel when you brush your long hair in the mirror. What color hair would you like to have? And how well will you take care of it, knowing you invested so much money into something you really wanted? And because you're a sissy who loves to be trained, you welcome any advice or guidance with buying wigs, which is why you will go out of your way to find a long one where the pores are hand-stitched and you can style your hair in many varieties. You want a monofilament human hair wig. Monofilament, monofilament, monofilament. Must have a monofilament human hair wig. Say it with me. Monofilament, monofilament, monofilament. It's easy to remember. Mono means one. It's called mono because each hair is hand-stitched one by one. Monofilament. Monofilament. And filament is easy to remember because now you can imagine you're saying, fill them in, so that you can fill them in one by one. Monofilament. Monofilament. Good sissy. You will remember monofilament. There was a time when you didn't think you could afford such a nice wig. But today you've discovered how wonderful it will make you feel when you wear it. Don't you think it's important to invest in the things that will benefit you? I wouldn't tell you to go out and buy one because you already know what's right for you. It isn't important to fulfill every fantasy you have, but it is important to invest in something long-term that will give you pleasure for years to come. You are here to learn how to be a proper, obedient sissy. You are here because you want to be a better sissy than before. You are here because you want to learn ways to improve your overall look as a woman. Have you ever seen a photo of a sissy and thought they looked ridiculous? Me too. I see it all the time. The problem is mostly their hair. Fake sissies wear fake hair. It's usually platinum blonde and is tangled and messy and doesn't even fit their faces. Real sissies wear real hair. Real sissies can pass themselves off as women and be totally sexy. When you wear real hair, you'll feel so good. When will you wear real hair? All the time. It's so easy because you're a sissy. And you already know that there are bad sissies out there who wear makeup poorly and look like they're going to a costume party instead of putting on makeup like a lady. Wouldn't you agree that a woman who wears natural makeup tends to look more beautiful than a clown? How beautiful will you look when you wear lighter colors on your lips and take lessons on how to wear eye makeup the right way? Applying the right color combinations is so easy because you have now taken the first step to learn how to wear it right. You know that to be a better sissy, you can start reading books on makeup application so that you can become more educated in what colors will complement your skin tone. Bad sissies teach themselves how to wear makeup by guessing how to wear it and slap it on in a hurry. Bad sissies think wearing tons of makeup will make them look sexy. Good sissies know better. Are you a good sissy? A good sissy knows that wearing makeup the right way will make her appearance more like a genuine woman. A trained sissy learns how to apply her makeup properly by reading books and asking salespeople for instructions. Good sissies make appointments at the mall with a makeup associate so they can learn good tips. Bad sissies are afraid to ask for makeup tips in public because they're afraid of what people think. Proper sissies understand that there are places where this is accepted, especially at makeup counters at the mall. Well-trained sissies are confident and excited about asking for makeup advice because they truly loved to be treated like a woman. How do you expect to be a lesbian lover if you don't like to be treated like a real woman? You already know there is a difference between bad sissies who poorly pass themselves off as women and transgendered sissies who could pass as a real woman. How would you like to pass yourself off as a real woman? I'd like you to begin allowing your mind to dress yourself in a beautiful outfit. Make sure the outfit you visualize yourself wearing is flattering and tasteful. And in an interesting way, you'll discover that you have a variety of items you can wear in your mental closet. It isn't necessary to always wear slutty clothes, but to wear feminine fabric. Must wear feminine fabric, must wear feminine fabric, must wear feminine fabric. Soft satin, silk, and smooth cotton. And maybe you'll enjoy noticing how beautiful you feel when you realize how sexy you have become with your tasteful makeup and real hair. Imagine how you would feel if you were dressed in a light pink shirt and a short white skirt, and underneath you're wearing matching lingerie, a white lace bra and lacy panties. You may also notice you're wearing white stockings and a garter belt, and a pair of light pink strappy sandals on your feet. Now imagine you're standing in front of me, with your head bowed, perhaps a little nervous. And it appears that already the idea of you dressed like this arouses you. What arouses you more? The idea you're standing in front of me and are exposed in this situation? Or the fact you've learned how to successfully master your hair and makeup? You'll be fascinated and feel a strong compulsion to always learn more about how beautiful you can be, especially in pretty clothes. At times like this, some people enjoy masturbating as they envision themselves dressed in such a feminine way. And other people just want to learn more, as much as they can. You've known all along how to masturbate wearing a pair of panties, because you've discovered how good it feels. You have already found out something about yourself that other men haven't figured out yet. Some men are afraid to wear panties because they're afraid it might make them gay. But you are smarter than they are because you realize that panties are simply fabric. Wearing fabric doesn't change someone's sexuality any more than wearing makeup. And to prove it, imagine this. Imagine a straight man falling asleep. In the morning, he wakes up only to discover his roommate has put eyeliner on him. Does that mean he is now gay? Of course not. It's just makeup. Sissies have full control over their sexuality. Besides, there are many people who believe that there is no such thing as gay and straight. Who says you have to be one or the other? Who says? Who says you can't be both or be part of one and part of the other? Who says you can't decide what you like? Who says you need a label? Who says, really, who says? One of the things I'd like you to discover is parts. Did you know you may have two conflicting parts in your body right now? There is a part of you that likes dressing like a woman. And there is a part of you that enjoys the comfort of dressing as a man. The parts conflict because sometimes you feel you have to be one or the other, but not both, right? The part that likes dressing up does it because it wants to bring you pleasure and satisfaction, right? It makes you feel good and perhaps even horny. And the part of you that enjoys being a man does it because it brings you familiarity and acceptance, right? Would you agree that pleasure and satisfaction and familiarity and acceptance are all part of a greater whole to give you happiness? Would pleasure bring you happiness? Would satisfaction bring you happiness? Would familiarity bring you happiness? Would acceptance bring you happiness? Of course. Both parts of you are part of a greater whole. The really important thing is just to be fully aware that the whole purpose of integrating these parts are to help you realize that you can have the best of both worlds. You can be happy being a man, as well as dressing as a woman. They are both parts of you. Would you agree that they are all part of one great whole? Would you agree that the higher intention of both goals is to bring you happiness? So no matter how you choose to dress, whether as a man or as a woman, you can easily feel comfortable knowing that either decision will bring you happiness. There was a time when you didn't think it was possible to balance your female fantasies with your male life. And now you may see things more clearly today because it gives you a sense of pleasure to obey. And right now, I want you to obey by following my instructions. I want you to masturbate right now, imagining yourself standing in front of me. Visualize your pink and white outfit as you stand there masturbating where I can see you. Hear the sound of my high heels circling around you as you realize I am watching you pleasure yourself as you dress like a girl. Feel the emotions, which may be sexiness or confidence or even humiliation, as you play with your little clitty inside your panties. Smell my perfume and pay attention to how it smells so you can wear something similar. You love it when I wear Princess by Vera Wang, because it reminds you that you can be a princess too if you wear a perfume called Princess by Vera Wang. And it's okay if you make a mental note that Vera Wang has sexy smelling perfumes, because you have learned how to be the kind of sissy who takes notes and remembers things. This is what makes you a better sissy than everyone else. Feel your panties and notice how soft and silky they are. Pay attention to how hard it makes your little clitty when you realize you now look like a genuine lesbian lover. And if I were to kiss you, which I might, since you've taken the time to make yourself look presentable to me, notice how much sexier you'll feel knowing that someone else knows the time you spent to look this way. And you look so beautiful, sissy. And you masturbate not just because you're wearing pretty clothes, soft makeup, and real hair, but because you're doing it for me. You're masturbating because you are obedient and love when I train you. You do it because I tell you to do it. And you do love it when I tell you to masturbate in pretty clothes, don't you? And you're not wearing sissy clothes, you're wearing female clothes. And that what makes you a better sissy than everyone else. You look more real, more presentable, more genuine, which I find sexy because I'm turned on by attractive women. And you look very attractive, you sexy girl. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, which will allow you to ejaculate in your panties. There is one condition. You will only be allowed to come when you say the correct answer. Remember the type of wig I told you was important to have. Think of it now, and when I get down to the number 1, you will say the word out loud and then be granted permission to come. If you fail to remember what I told you, then listen to this recording again for more extensive training. How much have you learned, sissy? 10, 9, 8. Feels so good to be a well-trained sissy for Isabella. 7, 6, 5. And feels even better to have been taught these special secrets to make you even more beautiful as a woman. 4, 3, 2. And you want to prove to me now that I have trained you right as I say 1. Wonderful. Come like a good girl. Very good. And when I snap my fingers, you will open your eyes and remember what a rewarding experience this was for you. Knowing you are more educated now as a sissy, with even more knowledge about yourself than ever before. Wake up, sweetheart. Thank you for enjoying my MP3. This recording is an original production created by me, Isabella Valentine. More MP3s, videos, and free recordings available at my website. You can check it out at isabellasrecordings.com or isabellavalentine.com. Have a good night.